नमो भगवते यद् एतद् विस्मृतं पुंसो मद्भवं भिन्नम् आत्मना तथा संसार एतस्य देहाद् देहो मिते मिति यद् एतद् विस्मृतं पुंसो मद्भावं भिन्नम् आत्मनः तथा संसार एतस्य देहादेहो मिते मिति यद् एतद् विस्मृतं पुंसो मद्भवं भिन्नम् आत्मना तथा संसार एतस्य देहादेहो मिते मिति यद् एतद् विस्मृतं पुंसो मद्भावं भिन्नम् आत्मना तथा संसार एतस्य देहादेहो मिते मिति.
Please check.
यद् एतद् विस्मृतं पुंसो मद्भवं भिन्नम् आत्मना ततः संसार एतस्य एतद् विस्मृतं पुंसो मद्भावं भिन्नम् आत्मना ततः संसार एतस्य देहादेहो मिते मिते एतद् विस्मृतं पुंसो मद्भावं भिन्नम् आत्मना ततः संसार एतस्य देहादेहो मिते मिते ततः संसार एतस्य यदेतद् विस्मृतं पुंसो मद्भावं भिन्नमात्मना ततः संसार एतस्य देहादेहो मिते मिति यत् which etat this mritam forgotten. Pumsa of the living entity. Mat bhavam, my spiritual position. Binam, separation. Atmana, from the Supreme Soul. Tata, from that. Samsara, material, conditional life. Etasya, of the living entity. Dehat, from one body. Deha, another body. Mite, from one death. Mitihi, another death. Translation, purport. When a living entity, thinking himself different from me, the Lord, forgets his spiritual identity of qualitative oneness with me in eternity, knowledge, and bliss. His material, conditional life begins. In other words, instead of identifying his interest with mine, he becomes interested in his bodily expansions, like his wife, children, and material possessions. In this way, by the influence of his actions, one body comes from another, and after one death, another death takes place. Generally, the Mayavadi philosophers, or persons influenced by the Mayavadi philosophers, think themselves as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the cause of their conditional life, as stated by the Vaishnav poet Jagadananda Pandit in his Prema Vivarta, Krishna Bahimukha Hanabog Vanchakare Nikata Staha Maya Tare Japatiya Dare. As soon as a living entity forgets his constitutional position and endeavors to become one with the Supreme, his conditional life begins. The conception that the Supreme Brahman and the living entity are equal, not only in quality but in quantity, is the cause of conditional life. If one forgets the difference between the Supreme Lord and the living entity, his conditional life begins. Conditional life means giving up one body to accept another and undergoing death, to accept death again. The Mayavadi philosopher teaches the philosophy of tat tvam asi, meaning you are the same as God. He forgets that tat tvam asi applies in terms of the marginal position of the living entity, who is like sunshine. There is heat and light in the sun, and there is heat and light in the sunshine, and thus they are qualitatively one. But one should not forget that the sunshine rests on the sun, as the Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita, Brahmano hi pratishtaham. I am the original source of Brahman. The sunshine is important because of the presence of the sun globe. It is not that the sun globe is important because of the all-pervasiveness of the sunshine. Forgetfulness and misunderstanding of this fact is called maya. Because of forgetfulness of one's constitutional position and that of the Supreme Lord, one comes into maya or samsara, conditional life. In this regard, Srila Madhvacharya says, Sarva binam paramatman vismaram samsarat iha abinam samsmaram yati tamonastyatra samshaya. When one thinks that the living entity is non-different in all respects from the Supreme Lord, there is no doubt that he is in ignorance, tama. Om agyanatim anandasya gyananjana salakaya chakshushun militam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam shtapitam jena bhutale swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swa Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapara Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shri Rupam Shagajatam Sahagana Raganatan Ritam Tam Sajimam Sarvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitam Mishra. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorange Vade Vindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Suta Devi Panamami Haripriye Mantra Kalpata Rubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Namibyo Namo Namah. Jai Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Yadeta Vismritam Pamso Madhavam Binam Atmanam Tata Sansara Etasya Dehadeho Metamiti. So sometimes the living entity forgets Krishna's position. The Lord says, Madbhavam, my spiritual position. And then he becomes separated from the Lord. Binam Atmana. Binam Atmana. So one forgets Krishna's spiritual position, that Krishna is the greatest. No one is equal to the Lord. The living entity is equal to the Lord in quality. So he's also described as Satchidananda, eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. But sometimes he thinks himself different. He forgets his own identity. So either he forgets his identity, or he forgets the Lord's spiritual position. And then samsara begins. Jai Sisi Gaur Nittai Sisi Radha Rasbihari Lalita Vishaka Jai Sis Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman. So samsara begins, conditional life. It's described here, you get one body that causes another body to appear. You die, and then it leads to another body, another death. Deha, deho, mitter, mitti. So that's conditional life. You're conditioned to accept death and different bodies. So this is what happens when the living entity forgets that he's eternal and full of knowledge and bliss. It's not that we have to try to become eternal. We're already eternal. But we're forgetting. And we're also forgetting to identify our interest with the Lord. So we take interest in the family or the wife or the home. We take interest in sense gratification. Instead of identifying ourselves with the Lord, Rishikenam, Rishikesh, Sevanam, our senses can be used in the Lord's service. We think, well, I'll use my senses for some other purpose, not the Lord's purpose. Madbhamam. He forgets. Vismritam pumso madbhamam. He forgets Krishna's position. In Krishna Lila, when Krishna pulls down the twin Arjun trees with the rope and the mortar that are tied to him. He brings the trees crashing down, and the demigods appear, the two demigods. And when they offer prayers to Krishna, one of the things they say to Krishna is that the senses of the living entity, the mind of the living entity, the intelligence and false ego of the living entity, they're nothing but you, Krishna. So they are saying they're nothing but you, Krishna, because the senses, the mind, false ego, and intelligence, they all come from the Lord. The Lord's the origin, the original creator of everything. But because everything comes from the Lord, and because our senses and mind, intelligence, are nothing but Krishna, it doesn't mean that the living entity is equal to Krishna. But the Mayavadi philosophers preach this. You're as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is another cause of conditioned life. You forget that you're not as good as Krishna. And then your conditioned life begins. So you take so many bodies. And if we look at all the living entities, beginning from Krishna, what do we see? We see that there are millions of forms of Lord Vishnu. Then there are all the living entities. They have millions of different forms. Brahma is the greatest conditioned living entity. And you have all kinds of forms, millions of forms, all the way down to the small ant or the insect. But they're all the same spiritually. The quality of the living entity is spiritual. No matter how he's embodied, no matter what kind of body he has. And it's the spiritual quality of the living entity that is being discussed here by the Lord. He's telling Maharaj Chittaketu that our spiritual quality, eternity, knowledge, and bliss, it makes us the knower. It gives us a sense of enjoyment. We can experience bliss, happiness. And therefore, the Lord says, even in a dreaming condition or in a waking condition, the living entity has this sense of enjoying. Or knowing. He knows about his present life. He knows about the activities of his present life. He knows about his dreams. He can remember them. I dreamed this. In my dream I saw that. When we lie down at night, we close our eyes, but our inner vision is still there. We're still gazing on the dream world. So Krishna says all of these states, all of these conditions, dreaming, wakefulness, they're all my energies. And he says, I am not affected by them, but the living entity is, because the living entity is not equal to the Lord. So the living entity ends up in some position in contact with this world, either when he's awake or when he's dreaming. He's in some position in contact with this world. So this is the influence of Maya upon him. Maya's influence, samsara. He has to take bodies. He has to accept death and then another death with another body. But the Lord is the cause. The Lord is the cause of all these activities. He's the original actor. The source of everything as the super soul. And as Brahman, the Lord is the original actor. So all these living entities, Krishna takes a position of equal vision toward them. He sees all the living entities, although they're embodied differently, he sees all the living entities equally as spiritual energy, his marginal energy. Krishna's not partial to one type of body. He's not partial to the ant and impartial to another living entity, whether you're an elephant or an ant. Krishna is equal to you. He's equal to everyone. He resides in the heart of all the living entities, so he's equal to everyone, even in the abominable body of the hog. Krishna is present. So somehow Krishna is thinking, all the living entities, they're all members of my family. Svajana. Svajana. We all belong to Krishna. So he's encouraging us to identify ourselves with his interest, not to forget his spiritual position. In the spiritual world, in Krishna Lila, in Krishna's pastimes, Krishna is also equal to all the individuals. The gopis, the cows and the calves, anyone in Vrindavan who is serving Krishna. Krishna, they're all equal to Krishna. Somebody wants to serve Krishna as a calf. Somebody wants to serve Krishna as a cow. Somebody wants to serve Krishna as a gopi. Somebody wants to be a cowherd boy. Somebody wants to be Krishna's father. Somebody wants to be Krishna's mother. So these are the different mellows, the different rasas, the different tastes. Everyone has a taste. How I'll love Krishna, how I'll serve Krishna. But everyone in the spiritual world has the same focus, the same central point, how to love Krishna. And Krishna reciprocates equally to everyone. He doesn't discriminate that here's Lalita, here's Vishakha, here's some beautiful gopi. And I'll love her more than I love this calf. He loves the calf and the cow and the gopi equally. Why? Because the living entity, as the cow or the calf or the friend or the girlfriend or the mother or the father or the servant, They have in minute quantity Krishna's quality. They're Krishna conscious. They want to love Krishna. So they're all equal to Krishna. They're all identifying their interest with Krishna's interest. So they're all equal to Krishna. And that's what the Lord is telling Chitraketu. The living entity should identify his interest with mine. But instead, he takes his interest to be family relationships. He thinks he's different than me. He forgets his spiritual identity, Satchidananda. And then his conditional life begins. Or, if he forgets the difference between me and himself, and he thinks we're all as good as God, then his conditional life begins. He tries to become one with God. So that slogan is there, Tat Tvam Asi, means thou art the same as God. Thou art the same as God. You are the same as God. And the Mayavadi interprets that to mean everyone is God. But it actually means you have a spiritual identity that is the same as God, Satchidananda. Qualitatively, you're one with God. This kind of statement, Tattvamasi, this kind of statement is called Abheda Vakya. Abheda means no difference. Abheda Vakya, it's a statement made to support the position that there's no difference between you and God. All things are one with God. Abheda Vakya. Because everything is dependent on God. Abheda Bhakti means everything is dependent on God. Tattvamasi, you come from God. You are the same as God. Abheda Bhakti. Then there's the other kind of statement, which is Beda Bhakti. The Upanishads contain many Beda Bhakyas. These are statements that affirm that there is a distinction between the qualities of the Supreme and the living entity. Here's an example of one Beda Bhakya from the Upanishads. Hare Krishna, wake up please. Sleeping souls. Here's a statement. Who would there be to activate the creation and give life to all beings if this infinite supreme were not the original enjoyer? Indeed, the infinite supreme alone is the source of all pleasure. I'll read it again. It's a very nice statement. It's a Beda Vakya, one of the Beda Vakya statements, showing there's a difference between us and the Supreme. Who would there be to activate the creation and give life to all beings if this infinite Supreme were not the original enjoyer? Indeed, he alone is the source of all pleasure. So under the influence of Maya, the Mayavadis, the impersonalists, take the Abheda Vakya, which affirm that you are the same as God. They take those statements literally. You are the same as God. And they take the Beda Vakyas as meaning something, who knows what, but it's not a literal meaning. When the Mayavadis see the Beda Vakyas, which point out the difference between the Supreme and the Living Entity, they say, oh, they're some kind of non-literal statement. We're not supposed to take them literally. But we're supposed to take the Abheda Bhakti statements literally, the statements that affirm that all things are the same as God, or all things are one with God. So, we can summarize the problem. Prabhupada gave many good examples of how this thinking is problematic. Simple examples. In the purport, he talks about the sunshine and the sun globe. The sun globe is important because the sun globe sends out all the sunshine. And it's not that the sunshine is important. Because it's all pervasive. The sunshine rests on the sun, so the sun is important. The sun globe is important in itself, not just because it's all sending out all pervasive sunshine. The sun globe is important in itself. It's the source of all that sunshine. But the sunshine is not what makes it important. Another example is the body and the finger. Which has more strength? Is my finger stronger than my body? No. The body has more strength than the finger. So the whole is more important. The whole is stronger. Then there's the example of the gold earring and the gold mine, where the gold comes from. The source of the gold, the reservoir of all the gold mine. That's so big. The quantity of gold in the gold mine, so much greater than the gold in the gold earring. But qualitatively, it's the same. Another example is the ocean. And the drop of ocean water. One is very small, but the same in quality. Salty taste. But the drop is not the ocean. And then another example Prabhupada gave is the parent and the child. The child is dependent on the parent. The parent is so much stronger, so much more independent than the child. But still, the child has the same quality as the parent. He's independent, he can enjoy, he can know things. So we should learn from all these examples that Krishna's position is special. He's not covered by conditional life like the living entity. Because of our forgetfulness of Krishna's position, we're covered by conditioned life. We're under the influence of dreaming and wakefulness. One death, and then another death, mrityu mrityu. When we think, Madhvacharya says, when we think that the living entity is non-different in all respects with the Supreme, then there's no doubt that he's in ignorance. We just cannot think that we're God. If we think that we're non-different from God in all respects, then we're definitely in ignorance. Any questions? Somebody have a microphone? It's way back there in the red jacket, the red hoodie.
Hare Krishna.
He's asking one question. Second Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
What is the question?
Question is, Krishna loves the cowherd boys, gopis and others in the same way. So in Golok Vrindavan, he loves Radharani so much.
That who? He loves?
Radharani.
So much, yes.
Yes. Then his love with Radharani is more than others? Yeah, the same.
Well, the material that I was telling you about comes from Srila Prabhupada. For Krishna, the gopis, the calf, the cows, or anyone in Vrindavan who has come to serve him, they are all equal to him. So in one sense, Krishna can maintain equanimity even toward the gopis. But there's another special feature of their love, and Krishna becomes most attracted. But in one sense, we can also make the point that Krishna loves everyone equally because of their service attitude. They all want Krishna in the center of their lives. They want to use everything for Krishna. Someone wants to just be a calf, but he wants to give Krishna pleasure. And Krishna reciprocates. Krishna touches him, Krishna pets him, and gives him pleasure. But of course, the Rasacharyas, Six Goswamis, and others, they describe different intensities of love. When you go into great detail, then you can find some greater intensity. But it's described very carefully, and this is more of a generalization. Is that okay? Okay. Now the microphone has to come here.
Krishna, you mentioned that some want to serve Krishna as cow and some want to serve Krishna as calf. Do you think the living entities by choice want to serve as cow and calf, even though superior bodies are available to serve Krishna?
Even though what?
Even though superior body is available, do the living entities by choice want to serve as cow and calf to Krishna?
I understood that part, but what did you say? Even though what?
even though superior body is available to serve Krishna, well, like human life.
Maybe we're looking at the spiritual world from our conditional state. In the conditional life, the human form is definitely superior to the animal forms. But in the spiritual world, all the bodies are made of Satchidananda. And all the living entities have the taste of wanting to serve Krishna. So they're satisfied with their taste. One wants to serve Krishna as a calf, one as a cow, one as a friend, one as a parent. And those living entities who are flowers or bees or birds or clouds or rivers in the spiritual sky, they're Krishna conscious. It's not that they're inanimate. The water in the river, Jamuna, is not inanimate. It's Krishna conscious. So that body is also Satchidananda, fully Krishna conscious. And the Jamuna River is not necessarily thinking, well, you know, if I had a human body, I'd really be happier. Because she can offer so many services to Krishna. Govardhan can offer so many services to Krishna as a hill, as the mountain. And he's not thinking, well, I would like to have a superior body, I'd like to be a coward boy instead. No, he's giving service to all of Krishna's friends. So he's in a higher position, he's the best servant. So our sense of what is better and best we have to take it from the Shastra. It's the opinion of the gopis that Govardhan is the best servant of Krishna. And Govardhan is just a hill.
Prabhu, what do you think? Maybe those cows and calf which are in Golok Vrindavana to serve Krishna, they might not have been in the material world at all. They might not have gone back to Godhead after taking birth as cows and calves in material world. Is it like that?
I didn't understand everything clearly. But let me just say that we can talk, I think, separately, because I'm supposed to end at 9 o'clock and the bell just rang. So let's continue separately. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada.